Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, this episode's going to be another all-instrumental, but this episode's a special one for a number of reasons. We've got, this is episode number 52, which is the marks the end of our first year of podcasting. So beginning with episode 53, we'll be starting year number two. I happen to be doing this on July 31st, and tomorrow's August 1st, which is the release of Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. So our next several episodes, at least probably 12 of them, will be dedicated to the songs on that new release. We'll be talking about the new versions, the 2020 versions, and as I've mentioned before in other episodes, this is a reimagining of my first album, Ozzy's Guitar, from 2000. So we'll listen to both, in those episodes, we'll be listening to both the original version and the new version, and so that'll be kind of fun to talk about changes there. But the episode we're in right now, it's once again dedicated to, I think we'll take a listen to three different instrumentals. I do have a lot of instrumental music out there, and so there won't be any lyrics to listen to, but I think we'll talk a little bit about what went into the song, what kind of inspired the song, what was going on at the time, and so it'll be a fun listening time and nice for me to revisit these instrumental pieces and talk a little bit about them. We're going to start out with a song called The Hunt, which you can find on 2011's Toshinka Witko soundtrack. It's the documentary about the life of Crazy Horse. And this song actually, interestingly enough, appeared in an earlier version in 2001's Topo, and it was called Mammoth Hunt at that time. We'll talk about that a little bit on the other side, how it went from one version to another version. But right now, we'll go ahead and listen to The Hunt from 2011's Toshinka Witko. Thank you. was The Hunt from 2011's Toshinka Witko. As I said, it was composed, the original song was composed earlier, around 2000, 2001. I appeared on Topo as Mammoth Hunt. I think, you know, from a really early age, most of my exposure to any kind of music composition that was more than just like a church song or a pop song or something, but something that was orchestral was connected with film scores, movies I love to watch, Ennio Morricone or the folks who compose. I mean, Star Wars, I listened to until the cassette tape was worn out. Soundtrack for the original Planet of the Apes and some things like that. Music that that takes you imaginatively to different places. And so I think in Topo, which was my first attempt at making an all instrumental album, I was really, really wanting to make something that was that I felt like had that cinematic quality, and so I began working on this. That pounding in the distance made me think. As I was working on the music, made me think of huge elephants, trampling across the savannah. And then I thought, well, you know what? Let's make it about where I live, because we had huge, huge animals like that not too long ago here on the Great Northern Plains, the mammoths. And so it became Mammoth Hunt. Well, a few years later then, when I was invited to work on the soundtrack for Toshinka Witko, I was looking at music that I already had, that I felt was already cinematic, and then I was composing some new things. But this one came up, and I thought, I'd like to use that, but I needed to do something with it. I actually, in the newer version, I added some additional, that really deep piano that you hear in there. I added some acoustic guitar and then some additional things with keyboard. Layered into the original recording. So I took basically not even a sample. I just took the entire original song and composed over the top into it, to broaden out the sound and deepen it. And also to make it fit with the other things that I was composing fresh for that film. And so then, the title changed to just The Hunt. That seemed a little more appropriate when we're dealing with events in the late 1800s. No mammoths left. Plenty of buffalo, though, at the time. Although they were soon to not be anymore either. So anyway, that then is The Hunt. And that's it. Really, I think I'm one of my first attempts at truly cinematic composing, and one that I'm really proud of today. It definitely takes me imaginative places. It's a compelling piece. So our next piece is coming from 2017's 2 Weeks in April. Yeah, that album was one recorded field recording style. I improvised a number of instrumentals at different places around my house and around my property, inside and outside. This one, which is called Canyon Rain, was recorded inside my house, but right next to the window. It was raining really hard in the canyon, and I wanted to capture both the sound of the rain as well as improvise a little piece on guitar to go along with it. So we'll listen now to 2017's Canyon Rain. Thank you. That was Canyon Rain. I love days like that. You know, kind of gray. I mean, I don't like them all the time, but kind of a gray day. Sun just kind of barely peeking through clouds. The rain coming down, just kind of the earth taking a big long drink, and it puts me in a contemplative mood, kind of a slowing down, kind of a not time for a big fast fancy song, but time for a simple. A simple, almost pared down, minimalist kind of song that's got plenty of space between the notes, and collaborating with the sound of the rain, collaborating, if you're there, collaborating with the smell of the rain. I remember I was right next to the window, and the droplets were coming down the window. And I was recording on all these field recordings. I was recording either with an iPhone or an iPad, and I was also getting video. So you can see that video if you want on my YouTube channel. But just watching the droplets stream down the glass and seeing the canyon outside, and the way I had things positioned with the iPad and my guitar, the recording of the sound of the guitar is not super crisp. It's kind of muffled, like it's under a blanket somewhere back behind, and it's got lighter notes, but then it's got that dark part where it goes down deep in the middle, and. So anyway, I think that's really the epitome of a meditational kind of song, and just taking a moment and allowing the instrument and what you're feeling in that moment to kind of take you somewhere, and let your fingers do something that creates something that then can take you back to that kind of feeling, that kind of rainy day in the canyon feeling. So that's that, and really that's what that entire album was about. It was about going to various places and just allowing the place and the moment to inspire the music. So that was Canyon Rain from 2017's 2 Weeks in April. Our last song that we're going to listen to is a song called Climb, and it comes from the No Standing album from 2011. I was invited to compose some songs and instrumentals for running and hiking on the trails in the Black Hills, and so that's what I did. I was thinking about various geographical things you might encounter on those trails, and certainly a steep climb is one of them. So that's what inspired the climb. This is Climb, not The Climb, but Climb from 2011's No Standing. That was Climb. Pounding, rhythmic, pull out all the stops and get everything in. Let me get the electric in there, get the acoustic in there, get the tambourine going, get the drums and the bongos and the strings in the end, and pull out all the stops and pound it till you get to the top of that hill. Very much the opposite of Canyon Rain, where Canyon Rain is, sit back, watch the clouds float by, feel the rain on your face, breathe deep in the canyon. Climb is, here's the hill, now we go, and we pound it until we get to the top. And both of those are things that are beautiful about the canyon. If you're a person who likes to conquer big, tough cliffs and hills and trails and stuff like that, well, you'll find that in the canyon. And you can enjoy the canyon that way. But if that's all you ever do, if you don't ever stop and enjoy the gentle rain, the breeze, the clouds just floating by, the sun when it comes out after a rain, you need to do that. And, of course, vice versa, you know. It's a beautiful place that I get to live, and that my community gets to live in. Incredible place. And so that song anyway was composed and built around something for someone's headphones as they do that, as they hike or run the trails in the beautiful Black Hills. You know, some songs are meant to relax us and to put you into a meditative place. Some of them are like Climb, made to push you forward. If you're losing courage, if you're losing strength, push yourself forward. So there we have it. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with me on these three instrumental pieces. Thank you so much for spending time with me in this first year of podcasts. It's been really, really good for me to pull out individual songs and individual compositions and to talk through them, reflect on them, remember what was inspiring, what they meant to me originally and what they mean to me now. And it's great to share that, to have a community to share it with. So thank you. To whatever degree you've joined me throughout this year, I appreciate that. And please join me for more. Certainly, you can listen to the episodes you haven't heard yet. But going forward, we'll have lots more to come. Also, don't forget, it's tomorrow for me right now, but if you're listening to this, the probability is Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later is already out. So go get it. Should be available on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can stream it, purchase it, whatever you want, whatever works best for you. Thanks again for joining me for Dancing Moon Songcast. We try as best as we can to put out one per week. We got 52 in this first year, and there were 52 weeks. So at least by the math, we hit the goal. So... you can find all my music, all of my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And I hope that this next year is a good year for you. Be well.